right, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the building. Y'all feeling good out there today? Feeling all right today. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, new episode of your favorite entertainment news commentary program out here on these podcast streets. You feel me? The Opinionated Brothers are back, holding it down for HG and Cousin Scrap. I am your humble host. And obviously, if y'all don't hear the people outside doing the trash, you obviously hear my second co-host in the back. You know what I'm saying? My cat, Nova. But I am your humble co-host, Ty the Pie Guy. In the building today, you feel me? Shut up! Now that's what I said. Now hush. Sorry, had to just go there for a little bit. Hi guys, what's going on? Hope everybody's feeling great. Hope you've had a great weekend. I had a great weekend. Obviously, you see some changes. The changes have been made. I got my hair cut. Feel good about it. Feel great about it. If you want to know why, you could preferably, I could tell you now, but I really don't want to because I already had an episode about it on my Patreon. So go check that out. You can check our new episode out. It's called Entitled Fury. You feel what I'm saying? I talk about Stephen A's comments on Fox News. I talk about some of the NBA playoffs that happened. We'll definitely get into more of that today. But I also talked about, you know, why I did what I did in cutting my hair. So, you know, but very excited for this new journey that I'm on. And let me just say this again. I said on the show that I have a theory in my head. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I did it. And the theory is theory. I'll say that. You feel what I'm saying? It's actually proving more right than wrong. So I'm like, oh, okay. So this is interesting. All right. So anyway, check it out. 7-day free trial, Patreon, $3 a month after that. You know what I'm saying? $3. You feel what I'm saying? Hopefully, again, you guys have a great weekend. We have some good things to get into today. Ask the audience, you know, what did they want to talk about for today? And I got a couple things to discuss today. We're going to talk about Candace Parker retiring officially. I think she put the big 20 years in the W, and you know, she officially walks away from the game. A legend, icon. We'll discuss a little bit about that. Woman found her BD. She found her baby daddy / boyfriend, in love, making love, to his homeboy. Yeah. My producers, aka my other host of the show, sent me something in, and I said, "Wait a minute, wait, huh?" We're gonna get into it because I was madly confused. We're going to get into our MVP of the week and our clown of the week, of course, topic of the week. We're going to talk about these playoffs. We're definitely topic of the week. We're going to talk about these playoffs. This is the first time in a while that I can definitely say that neither LeBron, Steph, or Kevin Durant are going into the semifinals of the Western or Eastern conferences. It is definitely a sight to see, and it is definitely showing us that a changing of the guard is happening right before our very eyes. So we're definitely going to get into that. Again, not a long show, but a good one nonetheless. Oh, and we're also going to discuss a little bit, shout out to my boy Al P, we're going to discuss a little bit about media and podcasting And where that is particularly going, we're going to just briefly talk about it. My boy Al P put a nice little live up. He discussed it, right? Gave us 3 points to kind of go off of. And I'll give my opinion and my thoughts on that as well. So let's get right into it. MVP of the week this week. Super excited, man. Listen. Shout out to my city, 313 Stand Up. You feel what I'm saying? I love my city, and I know that I have kind of drug my city through the mud over these kind of past 2 weeks. Hell, I had to. Okay? I had to. When you go 14-68, you know, that breaks a man down. You understand what I'm saying? That hurts a man's heart, you know? But I do have to give Detroit some flowers and just some love. Having the NFL draft this past weekend, and for it to not only be in Detroit, but for Detroiters and just people who were visiting to show up and show out the way that they did. New NFL records broken. You feel what I'm saying? It was an amazing sight to see, like just to see all the blue out there. You feel what I'm saying? Detroit fans, Lions fans. You had everybody out there, and the draft was outside. You had all of the biggest sports analysts in Detroit, all the NFL analysts, all of the legends in Detroit. Like, I know that was a very great weekend for Detroit. Shout out to Detroit for making that happen. It looked amazing. Got Aiden Hutchinson as got the big ass poster board, you know, poster wall of him on the building. You feel what I'm saying? That's dope. That was dope. And you know, just being from the city, just to see that was amazing to see. Just to That type of energy was amazing. I think they broke a record, 75,000 in attendance? That's crazy. Crazy. I think the first day they packed it out with almost 300,000. It was like 275. I think records were broken, man. Records were broken. So listen, Detroit definitely is on an up and up in terms of just the NFL. I hope and I pray that our basketball can get to at least where it was with Andre Drummond and then get better from there. But, you know, process, you know what I'm saying? The process, right? But just to see on the NFL side that we are just continuing to just make noise, continuing to just be a changed franchise, right? Because I've said for years, especially on my sports platform, I've said for years, yo, over the last kind of couple seasons, Detroit has shown you that they have grit. They got that bite. They got that hunger. They got that dog. It wasn't just formulating into wins. You know what I'm saying? And for me, you know, when Dan Campbell tells you, like, oh, we're going to bite you at the kneecaps, like, when you go from a 1-6, right, to damn near winning 8 of 9, right, to then going from that season of a 9-8 season, coming back, your last game is low-key your Super Bowl because it's in Green Bay, and that was the last game of Aaron Rodgers' Green Bay career, right? And you sent them home packing, sent them on to the Jets. You understand what I'm saying? And now you come with this previous season, 12-5, all the way to the NFC Championship game. Damn, bruh. I sat right on my couch right over here. I was right here. We were this close. This ain't horseshoe, but we were this close. Huh? This close. That type of turnaround is crazy. That is building culture, and that is building a winning culture. So I'm just proud of Detroit, proud to be a Detroiter. You feel what I'm saying? I love you, New York, but it's 313 all day, every day. Like, it's 313 all day, every day. Shout out to Detroit. Just continue to do what y'all do, man. Again, I hope the Pistons get together, because that 14-68 is crazy. You feel what I'm saying? Worst record in Detroit Pistons history.
Trash!
I know. This is supposed to be MVP. I'm sorry. We veered off track. My bad. All right. Now, let's get into our Clown of the Week, because I don't know why we didn't talk about kind of this shit sooner. But now niggas are kind of getting out of hand with this shit. All right. So we know that veneers are a thing, have been a thing, will be a thing, will probably stay a thing. Here's the thing. When it comes to the cranial prostheses, when y'all be drawing the lines in the head and shit, y'all be putting hair on your head and shit. You know, y'all be putting the pubic hairs on your head and the pubic hairs on your beard. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't have no facial hair. You understand what I'm saying? Or you can't grow no hair up there, and you putting other people's wool and sheep wool on your head. Listen, I don't know, but that's you. If you like it, I love it. You feel what I'm saying? Amen. Praise God. Right? So, and however, when we talk about these types of things, veneers, cranial prostheses, you have to go to people who are very well versed in those professions. Yes. Okay. So when we talk about veneers, we're talking about dentist work. We're talking about teeth. You understand what I'm saying? We're talking about your gum. We're talking about your munches. You know what I'm saying? The things that you got to eat with. Now, you can eat with your gums, but it just won't feel right, right? Okay, we understand that. We also understand that some people's teeth be looking yellow as fuck. We get that too. And so sometimes when your teeth is maybe a little bit too cheese puffy, maybe your teeth is just a little too crooked. You just like, listen, we ain't got time for these damn braces. Let me get the veneers. Okay, you get the veneers. All right. You get the veneers. You go to Atlanta, right? You go to Atlanta. Shout out to everybody that listened to us in Atlanta. You go to Atlanta and you go to the veneer technician. Now, wait a minute. You go to a veneer technician. Now, initially when you hear that, you're like, that's legit. Is it? Is it legit? Because sometimes when people call themselves technician, they ain't tech nothing. They ain't teching shit.
Trash!
So this came across my screen of veneer technicians fucking up people's teeth. Now, Ty, again, these are veneer technicians. They should be certified. Yes, they should be. And to a degree, they are. There is this place in Atlanta where you can become a veneer technician in 2 days.
2 days, motherfuckers.
Oh my God. They print you out a certificate like the printer I got over here. They print you out a fucking certificate and you're a veneer technician. Because what you done learn, I don't know what you learned, but it probably ain't what you need to be learning. And now you're calling yourselves, you're fucking up just people's teeth just because you want to fuck up people's teeth. Now that's a scam. If that ain't one of the most like what the fuck scams I've heard. Now, again, just me, because again, my teeth are okay, right? But just me, I would think if you're going to get some veneers, you're just going to the dentist. You're going to a specialist somewhere. Hell, Colombia. Huh? Go get it for the cheap. Who know how to do them right? But y'all want to get them cheap and not done right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. See, I don't trust everything. See, my mom always told me, see, you get what you pay for. She always told me that, bro. You always get what you pay for. So shit may be a little expensive, but I bet you that shit won't break. I bet you if you fall, you won't chip nothing. Huh? I wonder how many people with veneers have fallen like on their face. We fall down. You know what I'm saying? And like literally sat here and chipped they tooth. Like, are veneers like, you know, like adamantium? Like, are they like, they can't break? Because, boy, I be thinking like as soon as somebody punch you in the face with veneers on, like if you the person getting punched with veneers on or you're the person with veneers falling down, my God. First of all, these teeth already, you know what I'm saying? And if you chipping off something, it's that already is looking crazy. So imagine you got these pearly chiclets in your damn mouth and you just end up breaking them bitches. Oh, my God. Looking like the little gums. You know what I'm saying? Like some people veneers be looking so crazy that they look like the little, you know, the little gum, the little square gum, right? The little square, little white gum. What's some brands of that? Iceberg or something? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? One of them gum brands. Right, but they look square. Yeah, y'all teeth be looking like that. Little chiclets. There you go, little chiclets. Hey, man, all I'm saying is if you're going to get some veneers, bro, don't go to the nearest veneer technician. Make sure that you're actually vetting and researching because you don't want to just have a mouth full of something in your mouth that you don't know. And then now your mouth probably infected. Huh? Now your mouth swollen. Now you looking like that. I don't know. But y'all get it together, man. Y'all gotta get together.
Trash!
Lord have mercy. All right, let's since we stand on some funny shit, let's start here. Cause the team sent me this. My boy sent me this. Shout out to HD and shout out to HD and Scrap. And I was not prepared to sit here and read what I read. But what I read was, woman is heartbroken after catching her baby daddy cheating on her with his homeboy. Now, I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Whoa. Said, now that's a love triangle, right? And she screenshotted, and she screenshotted the message that I guess he sent to her explaining why. Now, I'm not going to read all of it because that man wrote a dissertation. I'm not about to read that. However, I did read it. And, you know, I did read his responses, her responses and everything. And from what I received is that, you know, his homeboy was, you know, was gay, you know what I'm saying? I guess to a degree, his friend didn't know. Now, in the back of my mind, I'm like, how don't you know? Because that's your boy. But, you know, to each his own, whatever. He went over there. They slept in the same bed. I guess one thing led to another. Boom, by boom. Like, I don't know, right? How do you explain that to your girl? Hey, like, yeah, me and my homeboy just, what? Like, that is come on, bro. Come on. Especially to me, like, if you know you a little saucy, don't sit here and drag women up in there knowing that you a little saucy. Because then you just, y'all about to make a whole situation just look crazy. Like, boy, you knew that your homeboy was saucy, and you probably knew you wanted to be sauced. So what? You should have just told your girl up front, hey, listen, you are not the type of sauce I want. Oh, my God. Y'all got to stop. Y'all have to stop. Sometimes I feel like y'all do this shit for social media sometimes. It be in the back of my mind, but I don't know. But see, this shit is real life. A lot of this shit is real life. Listen, trust me. I live in probably one of the most reality. If you thought about reality shows, New York is literally a lifetime reality show every day. So I can't sit here and just say this is not, you know, this is not real. Cause this shit happened on my block. So shit, I don't know. Bro. It's just like, to me, bro, I just listen, she asked him a question. And the question was, she was like, what did she say? She said, did you sit here and did you F him while I was pregnant? He said, yeah. I said, damn, that's fucked up. Oh, my God. I said, Jesus Christ, bro. I said, Lord have mercy. Y'all take homeboy to a whole nother level. I can explain more. Ooh, I want to go more in depth on this, but I'm not. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to embarrass some folks. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Candace Parker. Let's talk about the legend really quick. You feel me? Candace Parker, CP, you feel me? Texas legend, WNBA legend. Play for the Sparks, the Sky. I believe she was on the Aces. Three-time champion, two-time MVP, two-time national champion. I mean, the accolades can go on and on. Candace Parker is just that. She's that. If you've never seen her play, or her highlights, or just how she was a beast. Beast mode Candace. You feel what I'm saying? She retires after 20 years. I seen her post actually. And, it was definitely, I know personally that she has been fighting, with the kind of going back and forth with, retiring. Like, I think she wanted to retire last year, but you know, athletes, when you get, and it's just not athletes, but when you love something, when you have passion for something, and when sometimes all you know is that something, that not just know, but like your body, your mind knows just that, it's kind of hard to just shut that off just automatically. So I know there is a process that goes into that. And she had to take that process. And so I'm definitely happy for her. Definitely happy to see her more on TNT. Definitely happy to see her more on television. Right, Booty? You like Candace? She like Candace. So, yeah, I think Candace Parker is going to be amazing. Just on an analyst level, she's already amazing on an analyst level. And I think just with the WNBA going in the direction that it's going now, with all of the this era of WNBA is about to go crazy. Facts, booty. You feel me? This era of WNBA is about to go crazy. And I can definitely see Candace Parker being like a Doris Burke type analyst for the WNBA while she's still doing TNT. You feel what I'm saying? I know she got some plans locked up, but just congratulations on a remarkable, historic career. One of the best to ever touch a basketball. You feel me? So congratulations to Candace Parker, 20 years. Again, champion, icon, legend. I mean, she did it all. Like, you would have thought she was a point guard, but she really played the four or the five. I still play 2K now, and just playing with her in the game, it's just like, yo, she can play any position. It's so weird, like playing with her, playing against her. It's like she can literally play any position, and that's super weird. She can shoot mid range, shoot three, still go in. Like, they still got her at like a 89, 80, 88, something like that on 2K. So shout out to CP, man. Shout out to CP. You would definitely be missed from the WNBA for sure, but your legacy will definitely live on. And I want to get into something before we get into our topic of the week. My boy, I believe LP is in the build, and shout out to everybody that's in our Twitch live right now. The state of podcasting. My boy talked a little bit about the state of podcasting on his live today, and asked me to give my thoughts on, his thoughts on it. So basically, he talked about just podcasting and where it's going, how it looks right now. As some of you know, or most of you don't, the Griot, which is Byron Allen's publication and media company, has laid off its podcasting and I guess social media team. Anything that does with the Griot kind of podcasting side of things, laid off. And as I've told y'all before, not just on this platform, but on my YouTube channel, the podcasting landscape right now as a business, in business terms or in a business mindset, it's having its fluctuations right now. You understand what I'm saying? It's having its roller coaster moments. One of the things that I definitely agree with my man's is saying in terms of podcasting is that when people jump into this space, they jump into this space thinking that the podcast, the business, is going to immediately take off. I'm here to tell you right now, and be completely honest with you, I didn't start business with podcasting, and this is just me per se, until I saw that I actually had a network of shows. You understand what I'm saying? For me, I'm a content creator. I'm a creator first. You could kind of say an artist first. Content first, right? But it came to a point where I was like, oh my God, I'm making all of this content. Okay, I need to structure it a little bit better, right? A lot of people reverse that kind of situation and saying, hey, let me get the podcast business together while I'm still podcasting, and not realizing that sometimes you need to learn the actual steps to podcasting first before you jump into this world. podcasting, as most of us have said, and I will say it again, is a form of media that I think people just don't take seriously sometimes. And I'll be honest. I've always said podcasting is like the cousin that's like at the barbecue. And then, oh, you see cousin Pod over there. You feel what I'm saying? You know, you got radio, newspaper, print, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can I put it like this? And this is just opinion. I don't have any kind of facts behind this, but this is just from what I've seen and experienced. Online media, in terms of print, right, type, has in a sense, was not really looked at as good form of media until all of the companies, real talk, had to really switch their platforms over to online. Why? Because here's the thing. You got Apple News. You have you got the Wall Street Journal. You got the New York Post, Washington Post, all of them. What do all of those have in common? They all have subscriptions for their online platform print media source. Not saying newspapers are not a thing, but once they understood newspapers are becoming obsolete and the internet is taking over, what did they do? So what did that add? Credibility. Right? So I'm not saying podcasting is not, it's definitely the cousin, right? And we are definitely that outsourced cousin, like, oh, hey, cuz, how you doing? You feel what I'm saying? Not understanding that low-key podcasting is doing its thing. And yes, it's having its moments just like every other industry right now. It's having its wave just like every other industry right now. But again, people are going to give up on podcasting because there are so many shorter forms of media that they can do. Right? There's people have tried to and continue to make easier ways to podcast and do social media. And I can explain that more at a later time. But what I will say is that podcasting has evolved into more than just talking on this mic, right? To a degree, I've seen how the new generation are looking at this type of form of media as a relic. Do you understand what I'm saying? Relic, old dust, right? So that already tells me, okay, where is the industry shifting, right? Now, does that necessarily mean that you, as a podcaster or anything, content creator in this space, have to shift? Not necessarily. No. Because that doesn't mean podcasting is just going away. No. Podcasting to me right now, even in this weird gray area that it's in, it's having a boom right now. It's coming back up a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? Like it's having a boom shakalaka moment right now. You feel me? Now, you can say that's more on a mainstream level. I can take that. I can even say that. But I think also just with more podcasters, let's say being outside, right, and doing more engagements and being at more events and being at more and I do mean independent podcasters, excuse me. Let me be clear. More independent podcasters being outside, right? Because let's be clear. And I want to be clear to all my indie podcasters, let me be clear to y'all. your favorite podcaster, low-key or high-key, and I'll leave it here, is probably your favorite podcaster, that person is probably listening to you. May not be, but their team is. Trust and believe me, 1,000%. I look at some of these people, mainstream or independent mainstream, and I look at them when they make these shows and podcasts and programs, and I look at them and I say, who did you hire? Right? Because to me, when you sit down and you start a show and you sit here and actually want to make this show good, you have to go through the ups, downs, trials, tribulations of everything. How do you think The Breakfast Club became so enormous? It went through its trials, tribulations, and everything. And that's another thing. Radio is a form of media. Podcasting is a form of media. Radio and podcasting are not the same. Radio shows can put their shows in a podcast format and put them on podcast platforms. However, and but, that is not the same as a radio show. Okay? Now, there is internet radio. There are different platforms that can do the vice versa and have your podcast go live on an internet radio platform. You can probably have one of your shows and send it out to a radio, a media company who's doing radio and have maybe a couple slots. You can do that. That is the parallel between radio and podcasting. No, radio and podcasting are not the same. We don't have the same rules, right? We have a lot of similarities. We talk on a mic, we video, audio, all of that stuff. The thing about it is, radio is very restrictive of what they want and how they need to say things. Podcasting is not. It gives you a lot of freedom to do and say what you need to say. Now, that comes with that definitely comes with consequences, but that also comes with integrity and knowing that what you're going to say in this mic, on this mic, somebody's going to hold you to it. Just like radio. So yeah, there's similarities, but there's major differences as well. So people, stop calling The Breakfast Club a podcast. It is a radio show. This is a podcast. The people that continuously put out episodes week after week and you see them on Apple Podcasts or Chartable or Good Pods, those are podcasters. Okay? And shout out to Chartable too, because they're such a great platform, especially for the indie podcasters. I will always say that. So when it comes to the state of podcasting type business, it's like, and I've seen it since I've actually got into the space. People are going to do it because it's popular, not because they want to do it. And I think any of my listeners who've been with me for the last 7-8 years has seen me go through the ups and downs of this shit. The multiple pie phase that I've went through. The trials and tribulations of keeping this shit afloat. Yeah, this is not a, oh, I can just go to the studio type thing. No, this is something I had to build over time. You feel what I'm saying? See, when you get hired at a radio show, they have that shit ready. See, sometimes when you got a podcast, sometimes all you can do is start with your phone. And a lot of people don't want to do that. See, we too entitled to a degree. But that's just me. I digress. All right. Let's get into these playoffs. Okay. So I did not spell that right. But the NBA playoffs still going on. Let's get into the Western Conference real quick, because the changing of the guard is here, man. Can we say, I can say that this is the first time ever that LeBron James, KD, and Stephen Curry are not in the playoffs, going to the second round. At least one of them, two of them, three. None of them. It really just shook me. Like, wow, that none of them going to the playoffs. So think about that, right? Denver just swept them. Or gentlemen sweep, excuse me. Gentlemen swept them. Out of here. Done. New Orleans just got swept by OKC. OKC 4-0. That's going to be a dangerous team. And what did Shannon Sharp say? The weakest one seed in the NBA.
Trash!
The fuck were you talking about, Shannon Sharp? I love you, bro. But what the fuck were you talking about right there? He said it. I'm not saying shit. He said it. He said verbatim, OKC was the weakest one seed in the NBA. And they did what they needed to do. I told y'all, OKC or Minnesota, they could be the ones to upset Denver right now. Because I don't see the Clippers. Or, like, listen, the Clippers look clipped. Right? The Clippers look clipped. You feel what I'm saying? And the Mavericks, I've said from the jump, the Mavericks are definitely my sleeper team to kind of make it all the way. But if you tell me the Clippers or the Mavericks against OKC, who, again, these are young niggas with good knees. I want to say that again. They have WD-40 on their knees already. Prelude, bruh. They ain't got to put none on like LeBron and AD. They ain't got to put none on like Luka and, well, Luka's still young. But, like Kyrie, but Kyrie's still balling. So, but they ain't got to put nothing on like the Clippers, though. Even though James, I can't say his name, but even though Mr. Harden over there, Mr. I want to leave every damn team, you know, balled out, you know, they got to win or whatever. Now everybody, James Harden. Call me when James Harden makes it to the Western Conference Finals. Actually, no. Call me when James Harden makes it to the finals. And then we can have a conversation. Until then, about Mr. Harden, shut up. Because it's players in this game that I'm like, y'all talk so much about them during the regular season, and James Harden was one of them. People talk so much. He's a scoring machine. He is. He's MVP. He is. He does this. He does that. But what happens when he gets to the NBA playoffs? Playoffs. He crashes and burns. Hey, he crashes and burns. Every time. Every time. So, until we can get to a Western Conference final, I don't want to hear anything else about that. You got now Denver and what, Minnesota, about to go against each other? Oh, my God. Or Denver and somebody about to go against somebody. But Minnesota and OKC, y'all better watch out for them. And youngsters. Yeah, these youngsters know how to play. Shai Gilgeous been in the league for like what? Couple years now? Anthony Edwards, same thing. They're just two guys who know how to get it done. I feel like they train together. I feel like yo key, they train together, like, yo, or at least have conversations. Hey, let's go out here. and let's just ball. Let's continue to be better and ball. They got Anthony. They already primed Anthony Edwards as the face of the motherfucking league. And I'm sorry, after the Suns get swept the way they got swept, you got to break that whole big three up, bro. Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker. No. I said from jump, y'all shouldn't have traded Chris Paul because y'all going to need a fucking point guard. Nobody is going to know how to facilitate that ball on the floor. I said it. And now look where y'all at. Swept in Galveston, Texas. No less. Right? With New Orleans in them. Huh? So when we talk about. Right. And Chris sitting at home. Chris Paul could hit. Bro. Al. Yo. I'm not saying Chris Paul was going to sit here and get you 20 every night, bro. But I said on multiple platforms, multiple times, Chris Paul is still low-key one of the best all-around point guards in the league. Why? Because he can facilitate the fucking floor. And listen, listen, listen. I'm not going to say I know the owner personally, but Matt Ishbia is from Michigan. I work for his company. Nigga is definitely a basketball head. He know Magic Johnson. I know that. I've seen it. But at the same time, bro, you bought a team and you said verbatim, we're going to win, championship, win. And you got taken out in the first round by one of the youngest teams and youngest players in the motherfucking league. What are we doing? So I don't really blame this on the Bradley Beals of the world. I don't really blame this on the Kevin Durant of the world. I don't really blame this on the Bookers of the world. I blame it on you, Matt Ishbia. Because your ass sat here and was like just so giddy about getting a fucking team that you didn't know how to run it. You didn't put the personnel in place, Madagiga. You didn't put personnel in place. Now you gonna sit at home, of course, in your big ass house and everything like that, but now you gotta contemplate. Because you about to give niggas about $150 million on the books that you got to pay niggas. That's three players, y'all. Durant, Booker, Beal. And scratch that. I do need to put some shit on Beal because Bradley Beal, where the fuck were you?
Trash!
9 points?
Trash!
9 points.
Trash!
It was a win or go home situation and you gave your team 9 points?
Trash!
Niggas can't release this man and just take the cap hit? Like, you just can't release him and take the cap hit? Because how you give me 9 points in a fucking playoff game, bro?
Trash!
9. And this is a win or go home situation. Anthony Edwards is going at y'all. He dunking on y'all like Jordan.
Trash!
And you give me 9? Put his ass with D'Angelo Russell. Send these niggas home. Get y'all some niggas that's going... Sorry. Get y'all some niggas that's going to sit here and actually... work. And I'm saying that to the Lakers and the Suns, bro. God damn. It should not have been like this. Should not have been. At all. Now you got the Bucks looking like they about to get gentlemen swept. Bucks look like they out of here. Damian Lillard, Giannis down. Bobby Porter's getting ejected. I said, what the f-? I said, the Bucks are about to go out in the first round again? Again? I said, damn. I said, into a Pacers team, no less, that don't really got no defense. Huh? Y'all really about to? That is crazy. That is crazy. The Knicks look good. Knicks looking mad good. They look like they about to take it against Philly, because even though Joel Embiid, even at 50%, is still a 35-10. A walking, not even walking, hobbling 35-10. Jalen Brunson, boy. Damn near one of the best, if not the best, pickup for the Knicks in decades. Decades, boy. You have a real chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't believe in Boston anymore. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Even though they won that last game and they look like they about the gentleman sweep Miami, I don't believe in Boston anymore. Boston is very inconsistent. And I don't know if they got that dog in them like Anthony Edwards got that dog. Like, it's just something about, like, when you see Anthony Edwards and when I see Boston, it's just a tale of two different type of teams. Like, niggas just want to shoot threes and just, oh, gracefully go to the basket. Anthony Edwards is coming, and he's coming for heads. Like, my mindset when I watch the playoffs is like, this is not the regular season anymore. This is a whole nother season and a whole new type of setting. You better come with that dog type energy or you out in four games. I feel the exact same way when it comes to the NFL playoffs. And it's one game. So you really got to bring that dog up out of you. And if you don't, you're going home. New Orleans and Galveston. The Suns, Galveston, right? The Lakers, Galveston, right? Like, they gone. Swept to gentleman swept. Out of here. And it's a lot more younger teams who people were like, oh, they the weakest seed. They some young Bulls. Well, these young Bulls is whooping y'all old ass. How about that? Go put some Ben Gay on your knees and figure it out for next year. These niggas be the same niggas that be saying, oh, well, these young whippersnappers. Well, these young whippersnappers whooping your whippersnapper having ass. Huh? Now think about it. Go put some Ben Gay on your knees and try again next year. And Kevin Durant, my boy, I love you, but brother, if you don't cut your damn hair, my God. Shit looking like B2B. Like, boy, I can just hear my mom. Every time I see his head of hair, I hear my mama in my ear like, B2B's, boy, brush your hair. And then you're losing your hair, so you got the bald spot coming in. Jesus Christ. Why y'all don't brush y'all hair? Is it just because y'all just rich and y'all just don't brush your hair? Did somebody not teach you a Diane brush? Nobody taught you about Murray's, huh? Sporting Waves. Pink lotion. Yeah, I don't know if they taught him about that. Because his shit be looking that. Like, that shit be. Come on now. I know y'all should be seeing Kevin Durant hair, bro. Kevin Durant hair be looking crazy. He don't brush his hair at all. And if I was his mama, I would be upset. If my mama. Listen. My mama will call me and literally say, like, son, your hair didn't really look that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you looked a little off on camera. So imagine, like, this is me just talking to y'all. No audience for real. So imagine me being in front of 30,000 mother... What? And my hair just fucked up. Looking like Beta Beads. Like I ain't brushed my hair in years.
Trash!
Come on, bro. We got to do better. At least LeBron brushes his hair. You know? At least you can see the Beijing come through. That's all I'm saying. Like, damn, brush your hair, bro. That's all I'm saying. Just brush it. Like, don't worry about nothing. Just brush it. Like, it just looked like beat. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. If you want to watch the playback, go to our YouTube channel, Epic Echo Productions. We appreciate everybody that's in our Twitch live right now. Thank y'all for commenting. Thank y'all for coming through. be sure to like, comment, subscribe wherever you, like the podcast and love the podcast. We would love for y'all to continue to listen to the podcast on our website at epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com, where you can listen to that show, this show and others on our platform. We just dropped a new interview for R&B and Chill with Drew Hill's own Scola De Niro. So that was a great interview. So go check that out. We'll be bringing Black Men Win back in the next couple weeks. So stay tuned for that. And some new Patreon content is coming tomorrow. So be on the ball for that 7-day free trial for our Patreon account. And we got it for $3 a month after that. So it's literally $3. You feel what I'm saying? So go check that out as well. All on our website, epicechopro.com, epicechopro.com. All right. I love y'all. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. We'll be back for Saturday. Let me know what you guys want to talk about. New month, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, literally. What's today? Tuesday? Like, literally, tomorrow will be May. So happy May to everybody when you see this. I don't know when you're going to see this. Happy May to you. May the month be good to you. I hope April was good to you. And if it wasn't, I hope the month of May will be better for you. You feel what I'm saying? I love y'all. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. Pray for me, because I'll be praying for y'all. And this has been another one, of course. And, we will see y'all on Saturday. Peace, love, and hair grease. Y'all be good.